So I want to start now with a text translated as something like taking arms, the Pali term. Pali is an ancient Indian language in which we have these, called the Atadanda Sutta. In the legends, we have the story of the four sites. The Buddha's in a kind of palace, secluded from any suffering, and then he sees an old person, a sick person, a corpse, and finally a holy man. So that's the legendary version that we have, which doesn't actually appear in the earliest texts. What we do have is this, which I think evokes a world which the Buddha inhabited. Fear is born from arming oneself. Just see how people fight. I'll tell you about the dreadful fear that caused me to shake all over. So you have a very strong personal voice here. Seeing creatures flopping around like fish in water too shallow, so hostile to one another, seeing this, I became afraid. This world completely lacks essence. It trembles in all directions. I longed to find myself a place unscathed, but I could not see it. Seeing people locked in conflict, I became completely distraught. But then I discerned here a thorn, hard to see, lodged deep in the heart. It's only when pierced by this thorn that one runs in all directions. So if that thorn is taken out, one does not run and settles down. So that's a powerful poem in my view. It actually reads a little bit like a Shakespearean soliloquy. The Buddha, later in his life, describing the very powerful emotions and strong sense of disillusionment that he felt as a young man. Presumably an aristocrat in a rather politicized environment of the court where he was living in this country called Shakya. People flopping around like fish in water too shallow. There's not enough room. There's not enough water for them. And he became afraid. This world completely lacks essence. What is it that we spend our time fighting over, trying to grab hold of? What on earth is it that people spend their time doing? That's what he's saying. And then I discerned a thorn. Sometimes it's translated as dart or arrow. There's something stuck in him. And he realizes it's only when pierced by that thorn that one runs in all directions. And if that thorn is taken out, one does not run and settles down. So later on, he had his teaching of the Four Noble Truths. The first of these truths is what we call dukkha, the sense that there's something awry, something amiss, something unsatisfactory, deeply unsatisfactory, about the ordinary human condition. It's the thorn. That's an image for dukkha. And what's more, this dukkha, which we might, if we had a political philosophy, for example, we might analyze all of the forces in the world out there that are causing all of the problems. But the Buddha has a different view, or in fact the young Gotama has a different view. He sees that it's something about himself, and it's something about all of the other people around him that is causing him to be agitated, uneasy, ill at ease, running around, is what he says. So the second noble truth is that the cause of dukkha is craving, Krishna. So in other words, the reason that we find our own lives less than perfect and the world around us is less than perfect is something to do with ourselves, something to do with the mind. So he says, if that thorn is taken out, one does not run and settle down. Well, that's the third noble truth, and the fourth as well, I suppose. Third noble truth, that the cessation of cravings, if you change your mind in some way, you change your mental states, you change your consciousness, then this dukkha is going to change as well. And the path is the fourth truth. Now, he doesn't have the path at this stage. This is a young Gotama who is feeling that there's something deeply wrong with the kind of existence he's living. He has to do something about it, but at this stage, he doesn't know what.